This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so one other thing, as I was talking about right at the end there with Brian and Neela, one other thing that Powell said that we wanted to dig into, he said, in essence, every new wave of the virus has had less and less of an economic impact. And while one certainly does hope that's true with this new wave, one is also obliged in this business to report it out. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has the big picture look at a recovery, perhaps, we don't know, maybe at risk.
We can't understand the economy without understanding the virus, and this variant is a hard one to figure out. But here are some things we're learning. First, it's far more contagious than the original. Second, you can get it and spread it even if you're vaccinated. But it is really unlikely to cause serious illness for vaccinated people.
I think the real concern is unvaccinated ones.
Milena Izmirlieva is head of life sciences research at IHS Market.
It's so emerging evidence still, but it all seems to be pointing in the direction of potentially slightly higher severity of disease in people who are unvaccinated.
So there are two ways this could slow the economy. Governments could restrict consumers, again, or consumers could restrict themselves. Gad Levinon is an economist with the Conference Board.
People in general will be a little more hesitant to go out and about and spend.
Particularly older people, he says, who spend disproportionately on certain industries. Think cruises, for example. Some local governments have introduced mask mandates, but so far, not much more than that. Michelle Meyer is head of U.S. economics at Bank of America.
I really think of this more as a speed bump than a permanent destruction of growth.
Largely because a decent number of people are fully vaccinated, around 56% of those aged 12 and up. Samuel Scarpino directs pathogen surveillance at the Rockefeller Foundation. He says, we're still learning about Delta, but we do know one thing for sure.
The vaccines are still highly effective at preventing severe disease and death, even against the Delta variant.
So the vaccines are as important for the economy as they are for people's health. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.